Hello there and welcome. It's Sasha Sterling, your host for the Exploring All That Is Sacred podcast. And today I'm joined by an amazing woman and colleague and friend and mentor, Sasha Rose. Sasha is the founder of Venus Wisdom and has supported me for many years now to align with my feminine essence, specifically using Venus Wisdom. So, Sasha, welcome. And I'm so excited for our conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and to share more about syncing with Venus and why this is such a great time to get on that train if you're not on it yet.
Definitely. And so,
So, yeah, I was just going to add in there to, the introduction of me that I realized I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary since I started Venus Wisdom in January of 2014. And so I've just been really reflecting on how many women have been touched by this and where we're going with this this process of learning about the Venus cycle as a support for our own heroine's journey of transformation.
And today we're specifically going to focus on the power of knowing the cycle within the cycle to support our deep feminine nature and ability to bring our gifts during these incredibly chaotic times. And it's something I'm really looking forward to diving into because the cycle inside of the cycle has been a game changer for me and has helped to put pieces together that over otherwise I think I would have. It was just like, wow, the different themes and opportunities and lessons and initiations that are happening depending on what cycle we're in. And you're so connected to what's happening in the sky story and specifically using Venus as, a guiding light. And so before we get into all of that, though, if someone's brand new to you and your work, can you share a bit more about this 10-year body of work and your mission in the world?
Yeah, well, I made the leap in 2012 with the idea of going into business for myself and becoming an entrepreneur after becoming a teacher and working in nonprofits and always, being in service, doing body work and healing arts. And, it's really so helpful for the entrepreneur to understand cycling because we know that there's these cycles of ebb and flow. And so it's been my own journey of being this visionary astrologer who had this lifelong passion for astrology and deciding to go for it and go into business for myself that I discovered that Venus in particular was such an exquisite container, such a powerful resource that over the years I started focusing more and more on specifically the Venus cycle and how all of the astrology can be contained within that context and that perspective, and to call more women to this journey of learning how to ride the waves with her, and particularly women who are creative or entrepreneurs or really wanting to bring this vision into the world. And now it's more evident than ever that the old is dropping away and the new is not yet here, but we're seeing glimpses of it. And so it feels like this 10 years of putting that time in, something's coming to fruition in this framework that now can be offered in such a clear way for women to lean into on their own journey. And I'm a mom. My daughter just turned 18. And of course, that's another initiation of heart into, how do we live from this place of unconditional love and connection? And that's really what Venus is. Venus is really our relatedness and our connectedness. And that's why I say that Venus is the golden key to the age of Aquarius, because if we're going into an increasingly technological digital world, do we want to sacrifice care? Do we want to sacrifice the organic belly-to-belly real interactions? And everyone that I know says, no, I don't want to. And so this principle of Venus and the principle of connection, of relating and bringing that into the digital realms is very relevant for these times.
Absolutely. I say it often, and I know I'm not the only one that in these increasingly technological times and AI and just all of the things going on, our humanity is our superpower. And I lead with example on that around vulnerability and authenticity and being, really transparent about my humanness. And I know that so many are looking for very human, real leaders at this time. And so I love this. And I was just speaking to a woman earlier today who is very on mission. She's in politics. It's a very different world, but we're finding the commonality in it. And I know she's really, and I know she's not alone. She's very on mission, and her career and her calling has really asked her to lean more on like her masculine abilities to thrive and to achieve. And right now she's just really wanting to bring more of her feminine in. And we were talking about that, like, well, what is her unique feminine essence? And it's so easy. I know for myself, and I have daughters, teenage daughters, it's like, and so many friends, it's like, it's so easy to look at how other women express their feminine nature and think, oh, maybe that's how mine is. And so something that you teach that has been so life affirming for me is something called a Venus avatar, and that we're all you designed differently, and our unique feminine essence and nature can be explored through astrology and specifically through Venus, where Venus is in our birth chart. And so could you share a little bit about that, and then, maybe your experience with it, and then I know you've guided thousands of women around the world around tapping into their Venus avatar.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. I intentionally use that word avatar to be a bit of a rebel because now there's this idea of this avatar and who's your avatar client and who are you as an avatar? And this, like we're talking about, this getting sucked into this more digital identity. And so I wanted to play with that and really look at what is our organic feminine design? If we just really look at these five dimensions of who we are based on not just what we can see in an astrology chart, but actually based on her cycle, based on her dance with the sun and which phase we're born into and the qualities of the sign and all of these different aspects that I feel give us this leverage to cultivate those qualities. Because we have a lot of parts of ourselves. We have a lot of different qualities, but to hone in and go, oh, this is her. This is it. Oh, that one and that one and that one. And then to intentionally activate those and cultivate those so that we can really have this bookmark in our being. We're like, okay, that's her. That's my feminine. Yes. Okay, heroine. Hi. I'm listening to you. Oh, that's my masculine over there who wants to be the doing, the external focus. Great. Being literate of our inner world, is the heroine's journey. And so when our masculine is in service to our feminine, then we are in fulfillment because that doing, that action is checking in with that inner, deeper feeling place and our heart's desires. And so we can really have that conversation in a very intentional way and also have some fun with it, with claiming those parts of us and going, oh, yeah, I do have that part that, is maybe not who I always show, but I know that I can strengthen this quality within myself. And there tends to be like these gifts, this code of Venus shows us our deepest gifts. So if we're on a mission, we want to know what did we come in with? What's our template? And how can I excavate that? And then how can I bring that forth to the world? Because that's really the deep work of this time, is to take those precious inner longings and desire and vision, and then learn how to manifest it as we bridge the old and the new. So I think of us as the bridges, and we don't know what the future looks like in so many ways, but we're really anchoring it through honoring the visions that live within us and bringing them forth step by step. And so this is particularly good for those that are solutionary, that are experimental, that those are innovative on the fringe of what's been the mainstream, what's been the way it is. The cycle seems to be particularly helpful for those that are a bit more in the rebellious and that side of things, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs are. I think a lot of those of us in business don't want to go work in someone else's system, don't want to give our juice to someone else's dream. And if you are not already there, if you start syncing with Venus, you might find yourself more more on the fringe, because there's really this way that as we focus on the truth, the deep truth of how we were designed, and put this focus on our evolutionary feminine, well, what has to go? Our old identity has to go. And so that gets released. And the cycle helps us with that. We're actually in that right now in the morning star. This invitation to surrender the old identity, what's false, what doesn't feel like it's actually authentic and aligned anymore, to make space for that deeper, those deeper truths and the deeper qualities to come out and shine, and to be willing to make mistakes and be wrong and do it wrong and be messy and not know how to do it. Like, that is right where all the magic is.
Yes. Yeah. And you and I have pretty deep philosophical conversations and, about the heroine's journey and impact and all of this. And there's something you said last time we talked around the identity or being the victim, villain, or victor. Was that right? Victor is the third. Yeah. And it takes so much courage to live in that innovative, exploratory way. And really, this podcast is dedicated to that, right? To talk to other heroines who are on the path and, willing to be the bridge, as you're saying. And so it is so dynamic. You touched on syncing with Venus and the evolutionary feminine. And this is still, I know Venus is becoming more and more mainstream. And I know still the moon, syncing with the moon, cycling with the moon is still very much predominant, even with, I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole or label, but in lots of women's circles, it's cycling with the moon. And you speak around, you're the first person who ever talked about this to me, that the moon is our past, it's our conditioning. I was like, what? The moon is our past, our conditioning. Like, I was like, do I really want to be reinforcing this? And so when I learned about Venus, syncing with Venus, it was like a hell yeah. It was an instant yes, instant yes. And so can you speak a little bit to that and how could someone, I mean, obviously working with you, and we're going to share about a, things that how people can do that at the end of this, but what has your journey been around transitioning to syncing with Venus and anything you want to say about that moon versus Venus?
Yeah, so everything that I am now sharing comes from my direct experience, comes from these, over 11 years and 8 cycles of just paying attention and being experimental and showing up in this inquiry. And what I found over time is that I didn't want to orient to the moon cycle, which I had done for over 2 decades at that point. So there was nothing about it that was some kind of rejection of, any of the celestial bodies. But as I got deeper and deeper into what is the cutting edge, what is this innovative edge that's so needed for this time, because we're moving deeper into the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius, it's the time for those who have different perspectives. It's the time for us to bring our true genius and take off more of our masks of who we thought we should be, and pleasing the whoever it is that we're pleasing, which when we're in the part of us that's our moon, we're usually pleasing our family. It's our conditioning. It's very, very deep, what we were trained to do, how we were trained to be. So it's important, in my opinion, to rewrite that story. And so the moon can really show us our story and show us those qualities of how we behave when we're in more of a reactive place. And Venus can really show us our feminine when we're in more of a responsive place. Now, we need the moon. I mean, just like we need the ego. And in fact, when I first came across this astrological teaching that the moon is the ego, I was like, whoa, the moon is the identity. It's all of the stories, it's all of the pattern, it's actually our home environment, everything that went in on an unconscious level that is now having a life of its own. So at each one of these, what I call the new Venus portal, which is this monthly meetup between the moon and Venus, right now in the morning sky. That happens before the new moon, we get this opportunity to look at both, to look at what's my conditioning, what's coming up in my story, what are my feelings that have a story, and then what is the opportunity here for me to drop the mask, drop in more authentically, and feel what's moving through my deep heart of what I'm really wanting to create as the heroine, not as the victim or the villain, that's running on the fuel from my past. So I started, inviting more women to just try it, to just try to mark that day in the way that they might mark a new moon. And I've had so many women say that the same thing happened to them over time. They really stopped orienting to the moon and as a primary way of working with the cycle, because when we get them together, we get to have both. We get Venus and the moon. And the whole Venus cycle is really this interplay between the moon and Venus. They're visible, but in relationship to the sun, because that is the Venus cycle, is her dance with the sun that lasts for 19 months. And it's all connecting us here on Earth. So it's very integrative. With all of these important parts of not just what's happening in the sky, but what that reflects within us. And so that has been quite a surprise that many women have reported back that naturally, organically, without trying or efforting or making any kind of intention, that they found that this was a very powerful celestial event every month, well, twice a month, because there's also a peak Venus portal, like there's a full moon, to go out and experience with fresh eyes and to invite in something a little bit different than setting intentions and trying to design it from that way, but this more organically arising inspiration. So that's a little bit about Venus, singing with Venus versus the moon cycle and how they can actually really be supportive when they're tied together.
It's so fun. It's so fun. I know I'm not alone. I'm sure if you're watching that we're alike and that you love all the templates, human design and astrology and gene keys and all of the thing. And truly, Venus wisdom is definitely one of those things. It's like if you're called, you walk through the gate and it's like, oh my gosh, it's this whole new world. And I want to show this. This was a gift from you, Sasha. That is one of my favorite pieces in my office. My Venus avatar as a painting.
Oh yeah, that's, I love the frame. That's so beautiful.
Yes, it's so where Sasha begins around, this journey. I mean, I don't think the paintings are included anymore, but it was, people really run with it. Like once, right, they see themselves. It's a way to see self. So what is your organic feminine design is like first, and then how to sync with Venus, which you've touched on a little bit, and then what is this cycle inside of a cycle? And yeah, just a little fun fact, because I don't think I shared with you, is that I marked what I think my Venus return is, right? I'm a Venus reset, and met my beloved on my Venus return. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, on your cycle, on your phasal return,
On my
actually.
phasal return, yes. Which only
Amazing.
happens every 19 and a half months. And
Yeah.
so it's like, anyway, so it's just this
Wow.
whole, I've been hearing from women like wanting more magic. And so it's like, this is a very nourishing, fun, it's like pulling cards. This is this whole new
Yes.
language and whole new world to play inside of. And so I just wanted to share a little bit of the fun and the play that I have inside of
I
it.
love that. Yeah. I mean, our heart consciousness is so intelligent, and really we are our own oracle. If we're paying attention, we are our own oracle. So I love that. And that's the thing that I hear so much when women start to understand the cycle and understand where they fit in the cycle, that they connect the dots between different dates. And then you begin to connect the dots across like 8 year cycles and go, oh, wow, okay, this is repeating from 8 years ago. And it's so helpful in knowing ourselves, which is one of the most powerful moves that we can make, right? And so I love that you met him on your phasal return. That's so amazing. And that you have this image that was imagined for you about all those qualities. And one of the things that we're doing now is we're actually choosing images for each step of the way. So we're doing some sacred collaging in coming up with what is that organic, part of us that is our feminine design.
So
So I wanted to say about the cycle within the cycle, because I was thinking about this morning when I went on my walk that One reason I think that women can really struggle as entrepreneurs or any doing anything where we're putting ourselves out is because part of that conditioned feminine is a fear of failure. And we have to fail to succeed. I mean, a lot of people say that in business, but it is not easy. It is so uncomfortable to allow ourselves to really create poorly so that we can create well. This particular cycle is all about reclaiming our creative power, our power as creators. The cycle is Leo, it's connected to the sun, so it has that extra underline around this dance of Venus and the sun that I call the solar feminine, the evolutionary feminine. And so for those that are really getting the memo that the whole future economy is an economy of creators is, you know, we get this incredible opportunity with technology to make a living doing what we love. Even if that's not our full-time thing that we do, we get to express and we get to have other people witness that and we get to have impact and influence. And so this cycle is really about our inner fire of creation getting to be strengthened, getting to become more powerful as a creative being. And this morning star time that we're about halfway through now is all about making mistakes and iterating. It's all about iterating and doing it over and going, okay, that didn't work, and experimentation. And so there's like this way that we get supported in that when we're aware that that's what's happening in the cycle. It's like this full on permission. And so I've been listening to these like podcasters who are kind of younger males. And I just, you know, I feel like there's such a different energy around that permission to fail, you know, that there's some kind of lesson there. And Morningstar Venus is more of a, you know, she's the yang version of Venus, whereas the evening star is the yin, which we'll go into in the fall. So she does have a bit of that like more masculine energy of like, just do it, just try it, just mess it up. And then, do it in a different way, recalibrate it. So I just wanted to say that out loud for those that are listening. And just that sense of leaning into the cosmic story to help us with our own path and our own journey.
Yeah.
I'm getting like the sun is coming.
As the sun comes in, yeah, it's so profound. I mean, there's so much to it. So let's share about some things you have coming up for people if they're like, I'm in. I wanna sync with Venus. I wanna know what my organic feminine design. What's the next step?
Yay. Well, what happened to be having a gathering on Friday for a whole afternoon, and it's going to be a offering from different women who have been in the container and learning about the Venus cycle and learning about their Venus avatar. So there will be astrology focus with the sacred feminine at center, and there'll be breath work and, you know, a kriya practice from an amazing Kundalini teacher, and just this whole display of feminine wisdom, which I know, you know, there's a lot more of that these days. We get summits and we get these opportunities to see different women's expression. There's something really special about having it connected to the Venus cycle and our own way of moving within that cycle. So there's a whole array of women. There's actually eight of us that are going to show up and share, and everyone's invited to come. It's called Revitalization of Venus Wisdom because now is such a good time to revitalize. We just came out of this very deep waters of transformation time, and now the burst, you know, she was in Scorpio and now she's in Sagittarius, this burst into faith and really the, you know, the dawn after the longest night kind of feeling. And so to really be able to move with that in a sense of revitalization and coming together with community and creating this web of support across the world for those that really, really feel that we have a calling for this time and we're on our path. We're on our path of purpose. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to invite everyone into that and get to share that time together and get to see the beautiful display of all the different feminine designs that will show up, and not just talking, but also embodiment practices, music, That's something that I like to do every single season, is to bring together and talk about not just the astrology in a super heady technical way, but really the story of Venus, in the cycle. So she started the cycle in August, and now we are in January. And so to know the invitation and then know, that core lesson, that core theme of this cycle, and then what is that going to look like for the next 3 months? What are the invitations going to be? How do we move with that? For those that are like, yes, I'm here for the transformation. I'm here because I have a gift to share at this time. So that's the next move to connect. And you can get a ticket at venuswisdom.com. It's right on there. If anybody wants to be a part of that, you're welcome to come. And we're also going to be working on finishing the Venus in Leo calendar so that everyone has these dates and they have this real tool, not just, again, symbols on a page, but the writing behind it, so that there's more guidance for those that want to go deeper. If they don't have the ability to work with me personally, that they can have that in their hands and they can see these key dates coming and know.
Well, definitely. It's definitely a must attend event. You can go to venuswisdom.com again to get your ticket. Will there be, for people who claim a ticket, will there be a replay or is it a live access only experience?
Yeah. Mercury willing, will be a
Okay,
replay.
great. Okay, good.
And
So
there's
I
actually also
just, yes.
a raffle for a couple women who are offering sessions as part of, as part of the spirit of giving energy to Venus Wisdom, finishing this calendar. So anyone who buys a ticket will get entered into a raffle to win. Right now we have a human design session as well as an animal communication or Akashic record reading. So that's the extra bonus there.
That's incredible, definitely. And it's a fundraiser. So it's a very accessible minimum ticket price of $21. And then of course, if you're feeling in flow and overflow, of course, you can increase that amount. Also, I highly recommend if you are not on Sasha's email list to definitely go to Venus Wisdom and receive astro updates. She puts out very high value, life-changing, supportive content. So definitely I highly recommend getting on her email list. Also, I know that there's some people in my community who just like to go right to the one-on-one work. Like, I want this, but I kind of want it in an intimate setting. So are you, I know we talked a little bit earlier that you are mentoring women in business one-on-one. And so what would that look like if someone wants to connect with you about exploring working together?
Yeah, so we do have a community right now that's called the Lioness Wisdom Circle, which is a place, if you're the kind of person that learns from seeing other women who have different designs and can go, oh, okay, that's what that looks like. I am going to be opening that up again after this event. But if you really want to go deep into the design, I'm opening up just a couple spots for a 6-month mentorship to go through each of the dimensions and to go deep into it and to really understand not only how does my unique design work within me to have an experience of that, but also what are the transits? What are the invitations? What are the astrological blessings right now that can really support those big visions, those next level leaps that many are feeling like it's time, and if there's many gifts to the crumbling of the old world, but one of them is that feeling of like, I'm going to go for it. It's not a time to hold back. It's not a time to hide. It's not a time to forget the deeper calling of what we know we came here to do. And so working one-on-one, we get to go slow, and it gets every single dimension gets to get anchored as we go. So we're really creating an experience of this discovery process, which is an art. And I think we live in such a data-driven world. It's like, oh, I'm just Google it and I'm going to get all the information. And this is, that can be fun. I love to do that. I'm a geek. I love maps, but to really go slow and have that intimacy of each part of our personal feminine reflected back to us, along with these other aspects like our conditioning, what's going on with our moon? How do we link these two parts of our feminine up inside our own being to achieve that goal? How do we activate our Mars so that he's really in service to our Venus and willing to be that sacred warrior, protecting and taking the risks in the external actions? So that is one of my favorite ways to work with women, is in those one-on-one sessions, and to work in the container of time, because we're going to go from now into the underworld in 6 months. So that's going to be a very powerful stretch of time to be in a discovery process, and then also looking at, what's going to happen on the other side of that for 2024 as far as what we're going to want to be creating.
Wow, beautiful. And how can people reach you to discuss about that? The contact page on your website, is that a good
They
way?
can contact there, or yeah, they can reach out there or connect at venuswisdom.com. They can reach me there as well. And yeah, we can set up a time to explore it.
Beautiful. Oh, and Sasha's also on Instagram and Facebook, so you can connect with her there.
Yes, all the
Just
way.
all the ways. It's just good. It's just nice. It's like, what are all the ways that we can connect in this? Because I know I technically have social channels, but I'm not always responsive. And it's just we're in these different places. So one final personal share I wanted to share just in what you were talking about the Mars and our inner masculine. Syncing with Venus came at a time where I was at the tail end of a 7-year journey around being initiated into divine masculine and a lot of healing work, a lot of father wound stuff, a lot. And so it was a real, it was a touchstone. It was very strengthening for me to not only understand my inner feminine nature according to astrology, but also my inner masculine and really practicing that devotion and that inner relationship of like, yeah, so I love that you touched on that. And I know there's a lot of women in my community and in the world who are looking to have a really fulfilling, nourishing, healthy relationship with the masculine. And I really do believe it does begin within. And so inherently when we're talking about divine feminine, there is divine masculine there too. So I'm glad you touched on that because I know it's very important to so many right now.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because there is no, in my mind, there is no devaluation of the masculine at all. What I find is the deeper we go into the feminine, the more that we revere the masculine, because change is an inside job. We know that. And so that's the feminine. The feminine is the inner. And when the inner really gets connected, then we know that those external ways that we make moves are really important. And then, I think that women even can honor the masculine, in the healthy masculine, in men even more in that case. And we just started, I was really excited to learn that we just started a new 36-year cycle between Venus and Mars. So relationships are totally not, what they've been. So whether we're working on a relationship because we're in a relationship, or we're seeking a relationship, there is a new template now available that hasn't been available for 36 years. And so it's exciting. It's such an exciting time. And it's the beauty and it's the mess too, all of it.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Right then, as my beloved comes in with food. Thanks, babe. Wow. Well, thank you, Sasha, for being here, sharing your wisdom. All of the links mentioned are in the show notes or in the comments below this. And I'll also include a picture of my Venus avatar if you're like, hey, why well, I want to see that. So I'll put that in the show notes. And I know we'll have you on again. And thank you for being so such an example of being on mission and really leading from your heart and authenticity.
Oh, thanks, Sasha. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.